Two should be fine, but if anyone else changes their mind...
He indicated the front two rows of the choir.
We've got plenty of sopranos, so it wouldn't hurt to switch a few of you.
Kate readied herself to leave. Who am I going to follow now when we're singing?
I couldn't let Lulu be the only volunteer. Besides, it's in my best interest for this concert to go well.
Kate tutted. I'm actually going to have to learn my notes now.
Kate, we're sopranos. We sing the melody.
Good point. Well, looks like you're staying. She said it with a mischievous wiggle of the eyebrows.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Sophie felt the anxiety settle in the pit of her stomach. I guess I'll see you at school tomorrow for all the gossip. She bent down to retrieve her bag from the ground. Sophie picked it up for her so that she didn't end up in a heap on the floor.
Here. She passed it to Kate. I will see you tomorrow, but there will be no gossip. Didn't you hear my story?
She grimaced. I just meant the gossip about how the alto rehearsal goes, Soph. Kate smiled at her and turned to leave the hall, waving her hand in the air as she went. Sophie growled under her breath and tidied the room, moving the chairs back into piles at the side of the hall. Stalling, she worked her way over to the piano where Liam and Lulu were waiting. Lulu was singing scales. Sophie reminded herself she was only here because having another alto was important to make the music sound good, and the music needed to sound good for the concert to be a success. It certainly wasn't for any other reason, and it definitely wasn't to help the handsome new musical director.
Come and stand next to me, honey, Lulu said, draping an arm around Sophie's shoulders. How are the kiddies at school?
They're great. Very excited about Christmas.
She enjoyed the snuggle next to Lulu's extremely fluffy jumper. The hairs floated about as Lulu moved and tickled Sophie's nose.
Right, I won't keep you long, ladies,
Liam said, rolling up his sleeves and sitting on the piano stool. Sophie's gaze flickered to his tanned forearms, then met Liam's eyes as she forced herself to look down at the music. She was confused that even without the red wine, Liam did something odd to her insides, infuriating as he was.
I just thought if we bash through the notes, you could maybe sing them next rehearsal and we can just see how it sounds. I know it's tricky unlearning something to relearn it, but stop me at any point and we can make sure you've got it.